following is a production of Snake Tree Media. This is Urgent Frequency, the Sonic sit rep for Urgent Fury, the hottest tactical gaming community on the World Wide Web. And now, here's your host, Commander Claymore Fury.
Hoo-yah, Frequency Freaks! I'm Commander Claymore Fury, and this is Urgent Frequency for the week of Sunday, February 20th, 2011. This week, we answer the call of duty as we travel back in time to the jungles of war-torn Vietnam to give you an Urgent Fury in-country sit rep, as well as shed some light on Urgent Fury Blowout, the final Urgent Fury tournament event for SOCOM U.S. Navy SEALs confrontation. And then Jack UK Delhouse and William Wolfie D. Murray stop by to explain how a home is not necessarily a house, or vice versa. Is it hot in here, or is it just me? It's just me. Really? Okay. This is Urgent Frequency!
Hey, this is Eduardo Vasconcelos, a community manager for Medal of Honor over at Electronic Arts. You're listening to Urgent Frequency, only on UrgentFury.com.
You can show your support for Wounded Warrior Project using your cellular telephone. To give $5 to Wounded Warrior Project, simply text WWP, one word, to 90999. You will get a text back asking you to confirm your gift. Just reply with yes, and $5 will be added to your phone bill and will go straight to Wounded Warrior Project. Help make a difference for those veterans wounded while defending our freedom. Standard text message fees apply.
Spotted a sniper on the overpass! I got it! Cover me! Poppin' smoke! Go!
People often ask me why I do it.
Go, go, go!
I got movement by the truck! Got it!
Is it for glory? Is it to be a hero?
Advancing on the sniper nest!
Fire in the hole!
Truth is, it's none of those things.
Target neutralized! Clank charges!
Because I don't do it for myself.
Advancing toward the uplink tower!
Keep that formation tight!
I do it for country.
Target clear!
And the squad that has my back...
Missile site location uploaded. Move out!
...feels the exact same way.
We're pinned down over here! Very
mechanical. Taking heavy fire!
Where'd they all come from?
That's what makes us a team.
Call in an airstrike! Now!
That's what makes us soldiers.
Target is hard!
SOCOM 4, U.S. Navy SEALs. Available April 19th, 2011. Visit SOCOM.com for more information.
It was the summer of 1968, just months after the massive Tet Offensive. Kennedy had been dead for nearly 5 years, and his dream of the pursuit of peace in Vietnam was slowly fading. And President Johnson's desire to expand the American ground war would only prove to be disastrous. Me, I've been deployed with the U.S. Army's 173rd Airborne Brigade. I've been in country since May of 1965, when my CO so boldly predicted that the 173rd would defeat the Viet Cong quickly, and that we'd be back in Okinawa by Christmas. Just one of the dozens of snafus and miscalculations by military brass here in Vietnam. I've witnessed the most brutal conflicts of this war, and that's why I'm a perfect fit for the Phoenix Project. Now, according to our boss, Mr. Bowman, the Phoenix Project primarily targets civilian assets. But if they want me to kill a Red Army captain or a general, well, if they want me to drive to Moscow and kill the premier himself, that's what I'll do. I'll fight so others won't have to.
Urgent frequency.
Oh no, there's a policeman coming.
All right, everybody, you know what to do. Alcoholics, transform!
So, just to get you up to speed, Urgent Fury in Country, Chapter 2 in the End of Days Tournament Event storyline, finds us traveling back through time to the summer of 1968 and to the jungles of war-torn Vietnam. Once there, we learn about Sergeant Jonathan Parrish and his selection to the clandestine and somewhat controversial Phoenix Project. We also learn that this flashback story will highlight a chance meeting in history that will affect the characters we've already met back in Chapter 1. At press time, of the 12 clans that were deployed at the launch of this time-traveling TACMAP tournament, only 9 remain. Circle 9 and SCK find themselves eliminated, while the Wolf Clan simply tucked tail and withdrew from the proceedings altogether. IL-SEP find themselves in the top spot with a whopping 9 territories, with Shadow Ops and VR on their heels in the 2 and 3 spot with 8 and 7 territories respectively. Perennial powerhouses the U sit in the 4 spot with 4 territories, while LPK, FC, and EL find themselves all knotted up in the 5 spot with 3 territories each. With veterans 503 and OGC in critical condition, hanging on to a single territory apiece. To Urgent Fury Blowout. Urgent Fury Blowout launches this week and represents the final tournament event in Urgent Fury for SOCOM U.S. Navy SEALs confrontation, as well as Chapter 2.5 in the End of Days storyline. Blowout launches next week, and we'll have more next time on Urgent Frequency.
There are times when you have so much to say, just so little time.
What?
Good thing there's Twitter. We got you covered with the latest and the most talked about topics, 140 characters at a time. Follow us on Twitter.
Hey, this is your boy Doc from The Tester, and you're listening to Urgent Frequency only on UrgentFury.com.
Urgent Frequency.
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former Greenskeeper now about to become the Masters Champion.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
Commander Fury.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll live.
Since its launch, Sony's virtual 3D social gaming network PlayStation Home has grown into a vast interactive portal into the world of gaming and maybe more importantly, gamers. And no feature has garnered quite as much buzz as the PlayStation Home Community Theater. This past week, on February 17th, Urgent Fury and Sony Computer Entertainment America consummated a relationship. I don't know if I can say that. It's Adele. I don't know if you guys like the song, but it's one of my favorite songs right now. But anyway, we consummated a relationship that began way back in June of last year during the E3 Expo in Los Angeles, California, with the launch of Urgent Frequency Television exclusively on PlayStation Home. Joining me this week, making a return appearance, is the host of Urgent Frequency Television, the pride of Southampton, Jack UK Dellhouse, as well as Urgent Frequency Television's resident gaming pro, William Wolfie D. Murray. Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, welcome back to Urgent Frequency.
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
Now, you guys were on the podcast about 3 or 4 months ago when this whole thing was in its early stages. Since then, it's become a reality. It's really odd because it's kind of hard to do this as an interview because we've been so closely. I feel like, I don't know, I haven't seen you guys naked yet, thank God, but
during the
No, will you?
But during the production of these first two episodes, I have to say, we've spent more time with each other. And Jack and I were in the same clan for like 12 years or something.
So that's right.
We've spent a lot of time together. Of course, we had the big premiere party and the red carpet affair. And you can go on YouTube right now and check that out. There's actually behind-the-scenes footage of the premiere party. You don't want to miss that. But what did you guys think? Were you guys pretty impressed with the finished product?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having us on the show. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of interest. We walked around the theater a bit. Seemed to be received quite well, especially for a first product. You know, and we'd like to take into consideration, you know, the community more and what they want to do in future episodes.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, that's just like I tell people about this little podcast here. I'm doing it for them, and this, we felt like, and we've talked about this a lot this week, but we really want Urgent Frequency Television to be just a visual reflection of the Urgent Fury community. Let's talk, I guess, I don't even know where to start with this whole conversation. I think it would be nice if we talked a little bit about our various backgrounds, then we'll get into what Urgent Frequency Television is all about and everything. But I think it'd be cool if we talked about our backgrounds and how we all came to be part of the Urgent Frequency production team. So, Jack, let's start with you. Are you now? I've told people this in my private life about you. I describe you as a semi-professional footballer. Is that would that be a fairly accurate description of you, sir?
Well, when I do go to sleep, it's purely professional. but in my waking days, I'm what's called back in England as a Sunday league footballer, which is somebody who probably wanted to make it, but didn't quite make it as a professional. But no, I enjoy it. It's really my my first love and passion is football, as we call it, soccer over here. You know, I'm a big LA Galaxy fan as well.
You started gaming. You and I were in the same clan, Rogue Seven, for the longest time. But let's talk about, how did you find yourself, this young lad from Southampton? How did you find yourself playing video games, particularly SOCOM?
Well, I think like a lot of other people, I picked up gaming as a casual gamer in you know, late teens, and you know, played the odd football game and Final Fantasy, Gran Turismo, gosh, back on PlayStation 1, I think it was. That's going back quite a few years. But SOCOM really is the title that sort of drew me in to be more of an avid gamer, that I would, instead of spending half an hour here or there, it would just be hours and hours on end. We've joked quite a bit about the sun coming up, and we're still playing SOCOM and involving myself with clans. But it really took on a whole new level getting involved in clans. And for those that are listening that are not involved in clans, it really is a different gaming experience being in a clan, making friends that people that you may never even meet in person. I mean, you know, by chance, we had the opportunity to meet in person, which was fantastic, out in LA for E3. But there's a lot of guys in clans that we never actually met in person that are just fantastic guys that we grew to know. We grew to know their families, which sounds a bit odd, and quite personal, but it's what the clan experience brings to those that are truly vested into their teammates.
And that's something, you know, that I always preach, and I agree, man. I've always said that I think the reason SOCOM was so popular, not just because it was a cool game, but because it did. It took gaming to a whole nother level. It became like a social event, because I remember, you know, there was the day of the SOCOM snack. Do you guys have a SOCOM snack? I know you do, Jack. What about you, Will? Do you have a SOCOM snack?
Reese's Fast Breaks.
Oh, wow. See, because I know Jack's is, if, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's kettle corn and tea.
It is. It's kettle corn and a hot cup of tea, which I am indulging in a nice cup of PG Tips as we speak.
I have
sponsored.
They're the nation's favorite.
Hey, we should look into that. PG Tips, if you're listening to the podcast, give us a call. Give Shane a call. Because we have nothing to do with that. But anyway, what about you, Will? Let's talk about you, man. You're the mere infant of the trio here. You probably haven't been gaming very long, but you... what was your first gaming experience?
Well, thinking back as far as I can remember, was my old Nintendo Entertainment System. I used to play Contra with my dad when he'd come home from work. We got pretty good at that, or I think we got pretty good at that. I
It wasn't Contra sick, though. That was such a great game.
Oh, my God. I know, right? I think it started to get competitive when, you know, got dropped off at my cousin's house as a kid to get babysat. And, of course, my cousins, you know, were just turning into teenagers and playing Mortal Kombat on Sega. Got a little competitive. I made my older cousin cry because he lost to me at Mortal Kombat. PlayStation 1 came out. You know, it wasn't really competitive then. But when PlayStation 2 came out, I got SOCOM 2. And I kind of fallen away from gaming for a little bit. And I ended up having foot surgery. And so my parents were like, well, I mean, look, you can play online with people. That's exciting, right? You don't have to go outside. And I ended up getting grouped up in SOCOM 2. I think the first match I jumped into was like a respawn Frostfire. And I'm like, how do I play this game? Never even playing like the single player. I didn't even know it existed for a while. They picked me up and I actually started competing in Urgent Fury before I knew I was competing in Urgent Fury with them.
I think that's the case for most of the people in Urgent Fury, because you just kind of end up here, and at least that's the way it was with Rogue Seven. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Jack, but I just remember we ended up here. We met the leader of Red Cell, and he invited us in, and we came in, and we were like, what exactly is a attack map tournament? And then we found out, and we've been here ever since. I guess we should move on a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about the show itself. Now, this was like I mentioned in the intro, this was a relationship that's been growing since E3. We hung out with a lot of the guys at Sony and Zipper Interactive and everything. I was in shock and awe, and not only that, but they were just really nice, and they were really receptive to the idea of what Urgent Fury is. And that's usually the hardest thing I found, especially with us doing this production. I don't know if you guys found this, but it's really hard to put your finger on and say, this is exactly what Urgent Fury is, because it's so many different things. But I remember, you know, talking to the people at Sony, and they just seemed so receptive about it. And they invited us to call them and get in contact with them, blah, blah, blah. And we thought they were just kind of being nice to us.
I actually thought it was very surprising how warm and receptive they were to meeting us, to chatting with us. I mean, they were just a fantastic group of guys. I was not really prepared for what was going to happen. I mean, you can take any gamer in Urgent Fury or any gamer in any clan, and what their perception of guys that are embroiled in making these games and the pressure they're under and the deadlines they're under. And here were these guys. We would walk up to them and, you know, they would shake our hands. It was so warm and so welcoming. It was just like, you know, one of your mates. And, you know, we had the privilege of sitting down and actually playing the game for a little while. It was just, you know, a tester. But they helped us. They walked us through. And they were just very, very warm and welcoming. I was quite taken back by it. But it was an honor, really, to be there and to be a part of what they were doing.
It still blows me away. Every time I talk about the experience, I just tell folks, you know, these people were just so genuine. We had other experiences to compare it to, and I, you know, again, it was just mind blowing. But we hadn't heard from Sony. We didn't think anything else of it, really. And then, of course, some of the big wigs at Sony got in touch with the ownership of Urgent Fury and said, hey, I thought we were going to try to hang out and do something. So Shane came to me and he says, hey, man, you know, I know you got a background in radio production. I didn't really go into my background, but, I've been in radio. I've had my hands in production. I'm a musician. And Shane said, well, look, you know, I know you can do audio production, but what about like making a video? And the first thing I thought is, you know, this must be what it's like to be a stuntman, because the director comes up and says, hey, I need you to jump off a tree into a volcano and grab the monkey. You know what I mean? That's the way I felt. But I was like, yeah, sure. Let's give it a try and see what happens. But you know what? The first time that the three of us got together and started throwing ideas at each other, I don't know about you guys again, but for me, I was like, I think this is going
to
work.
Yeah, no, you could absolutely see the chemistry start to form. You know, I think we're all very privileged, and I'm quite excited to be a part of this. And I hope the community really receives it well, because at the end of the day, our goal is to give the community of Urgent Fury something to be proud of, to carefully grow the community with like-minded individuals that are really going to enjoy themselves and have a great time.
And that's really, you know, Cade Peterson. I can't say enough about that guy. He's Mr. Big over at PlayStation Home. And he literally has walked us through this and held our hands and has been so supportive every step of the way.
Well, let's face it, it wouldn't happen if it wasn't for Cade. I mean, he's been brilliant from day one. He's been very accommodating. If anything, he's bent over backwards to help us through every step of the way to getting this thing done. So we're just very happy to have him in our corner.
I totally agree with you that he has went above and beyond. So, Cade, thank you very much for everything you've done. You know, when we were sitting down and we were trying to figure out what the show was going to be about, I remember some of the questions we'd ask each other and everything. I think our the shared vision is, A, number one, we want to point other people in the PlayStation Home community to Urgent Fury. But also, and this is something Cade told me in the beginning, he said, hey, I want to help you guys become a legitimate media outlet. And that meant so much to me because I really do think that's, you know, like I said, we're not pretending here. We're not pretending we're something that we're not. But I do want people to feel like they can come to Urgent Fury. Not only are we going to give them homegrown original news, we're also going to try to spotlight, and we'll get into this in a second when we talk about some of the features, what is Urgent Frequency Television? Just like I've said earlier, we want to inform and entertain. But mostly we want to inform. I think we want to give everybody, I know this is such a cliche, but news they can use. I've always wanted to say that. But relevant news, tactical gaming news. We'll sprinkle in some of the other games in there, definitely, because we know hot games when we see them. And if we find a game that isn't supposed to be hot, I'm sure we'll talk about that too. But what about you, Jack? How would you describe what your vision of Urgent Frequency Television is?
Well, I mean, first of all, we're very fortunate, really, to have such great support from the owners of the Urgent Fury company itself. I mean, they've been great in letting us have our own creative minds and to help develop the program as a whole. But, you know, to me, Ufreak TV really, it's a portal really to merge gamers in PlayStation Home that may not know much about Urgent Fury to bring them to the community, to help increase the community of fantastic gamers, and really just to provide a wonderful place for everybody to go and play cleanly and fairly and give the community truly what it wants, whether it be the fantastic feature that Wolfie D is going to be presenting called NoobTube, which I'm sure we'll get into a bit later.
If you want to, let's go ahead and talk about some of the features now. We decided that what we're going to try to do, we're not going to do features for the sake of doing features. Some of the things that we're going to try to include, I guess let's start with the one that you alluded to. Let's start with NoobTube. One thing that we felt like that we could do, and not because we're the greatest gamers, because Wolfie's, although Wolfie's pretty good. He's
damn good.
He's pretty good.
Can I say that?
You can say anything you want to. Al Gore said you could say anything you want to on the internet. NoobTube Wolfie, we'll let you try to explain exactly what NoobTube is.
I guess the keyword was try to explain what NoobTube is. Basically, it's just a tip show. I mean, if the community has questions, I'll try my best to answer them. Or if you have something that you think you do that nobody else does that you think could be beneficial to make players better at the game, whether it's, you know, what perks you use or the quickest way you try to level up or what route you run on certain maps, things like that, tactics, anything really. It's just trying to make, you know, the casual gamer or, you know, even a hardcore gamer just kind of get another look at a game and say, hey, you know, that could really help my game.
This might turn out to be my favorite feature, although I like the whole concept of NoobTube. I think the Ufreak TV Kill House is going to be a blast because the idea behind that is we actually get to include members of the community out there who submit their footage to us. If you got some gameplay footage and you think it's hot and you think it's sick, you need to get it to us and we'll tell you how to do all that stuff. But basically what Kill House is going to be, we are going to put a spotlight on your skills and we're going to give you a chance to appear on the big screen of the community theater. I think that's going to turn out to be a really awesome thing. And then of course we have Bullet Points, which is, that might be one of my, see, it's like trying to pick your favorite kid, but Bullet Points is going to be cool. With Bullet Points, if you've ever seen pop-up video, it's kind of that idea. We take game trailers or game footage and we just give you a little factoids about stuff that's in the game. And episode one, you can go to community theater. Is it theater 10?
Yeah, Theater 10.
It is Theater 10, and you can go on a PlayStation Home right now. Do that. It's not available yet, but we are going to have an Urgent Fury athletic shirt that you will be able to unlock for watching the episode. You can dress your avatar in Urgent Fury gear, and oddly enough, you can actually get that very same t-shirt in real life over on our Urgent Fury store. Jack, why don't you wrap up episode one and then maybe tease him a little bit as to what's coming up in the next episode.
Well, episode one is really just an introduction to Ufreak TV. It gives a wonderful history on Urgent Fury and sort of the transition that Urgent Fury took from its onset of owners, who eventually then sold the company to a different group of gamers. It's very, very interesting, actually, and it gives some good historical value if you're interested in how Urgent Fury came about. We also do talk about Medal of Honor, and then there's some wonderful interviews with the next SOCOM game coming out. That's really interesting, actually. Goes into a lot of detail on the game and even some bits that we really don't know too much about that they touch on.
I do want to say a special thanks to Eduardo Vasconcelos for being a part of that. And by the time you hear this podcast, you will probably be able to find something in terms of Urgent Frequency Television over on the Medal of Honor blog. At least I hope so. I do want to thank Eduardo for all of his support during the production of episode one. And, you know, this is, and I feel like if I have to say this, I shouldn't say it, but I do want people to understand that we are literally, over the last 4 or 5 months, we have literally, from scratch, from thin air, if you will, we have pieced together this stuff, and there is a learning curve. So hopefully, and don't get me wrong, I personally think that for, you know, a couple of hippie gamers, I thought we did pretty good.
I was really happy with it. I mean, are we going to evolve? Yes. Has there been criticism from people? Absolutely. But I mean, there's no point in doing this if we're not going to get criticized and we're not going to move forward and try to be better. At the end of the day, we're here to hopefully put a smile on some gamers' faces, to grow Urgent Fury community, to really increase the entertainment value, whether you're just watching the show or whether you're going to Urgent Fury and becoming part of the community, or if you're already a part of the community at Urgent Fury and simply want to continue being the best you can be.
Of course, now episode two, if I'm not mistaken, I think you guys went all out with some Black Ops coverage. You basically unravel the game for everybody. Anybody who, if there is somebody out there, and there might be, that doesn't know what Call of Duty is, you guys actually go in depth, and in that episode, Jack has one of the best lines. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You have to watch the episode, but it's one of the best lines I've ever heard in my life. I had to go to the British Urban Dictionary to find out exactly what it meant. But
well, let's just I'll just say this. I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say don't lose any wage of wars.
Can you at least tell us what a dosh is?
A dosh is the equivalent of a quid, and you'll have to look both of those up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, okay. Like Jack said, we're going to get better, and if you guys have any ideas, questions, comments, you can send them right now. You can send them to CommanderFury@UrgentFury.com, and I'll make sure that you guys get all the questions or suggestions or anything like that. Also, like I said, for Kill House, if you want to be featured on Kill House, Wolfie, why don't you tell them exactly what they need to do to submit gameplay footage to you?
Basically, all you got to do is just put it together, make sure there's nothing in there that you don't own or have the rights to. Gameplay footage is fine, just no copyrighted music, anything like that. Just send it to wolfdog@urgentfury.com.
And he will get it on there, and we'll put you up on the big screen. See, that's the song I should have played instead of Adele. I should have played some Buck Owens. I might actually finish the interview with some Buck Owens. I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, the YouTube channel. Well,
I want to say before we finish off with Kill House, we anticipate that we are going to get quite a few entrants to be put up. So, you know, be unique, be creative. Wolfie D is also going to be going through our community, really trying to potentially profile, you know, some of the best players, and we're going to pick different statistics or even the best clans. So we've got some really, really exciting profile interviews that we want to do. Are you unique as a player? are you the best at what you do? So keep that in mind when you're sending in videos or even writing into Commander Fury.
You know what? You might even be someone who just participates in the community. And that alone, you know, I won't get on my kick. You guys know I have a kick about this. But participation from the community. First of all, I want to say, I was a little disappointed that I didn't see more folks from Urgent Fury for the premiere party. I'm just going to say it. I don't even care to say it at this point. But and Shane will be proud that I did. But I do want to thank everybody that did show up, man. We had a huge contingent of Urgent Fury guys. Nemesis was there. I know I'll never be able to name everybody that was there that night, but there was just Undertow even came by. He had tears on cheek and he was congratulating his and everything. Who else came by? Joe Friday came by. Of course, Shane and Ace were there. Who am I missing?
Oh, probably a lot more.
Yeah, definitely a lot more. But yeah,
in a dub this.
Yeah, in a dub this. So those guys, they came by and it was just great, man. And like I said, you got to go to the YouTube channel, YouTube/YouFreakTV, and you can see some of the behind the scenes action that took place during the big Urgent Frequency television premiere on PlayStation Home. Man, it's really been a lot of fun, and I've loved doing this with you guys, and I hope we really just blow up with this thing. We will be at E3. From everything that we've talked about to this point, you guys are gonna, all three of us are going to be at E3 this year, so you might want to watch the videos. We might try to do some giveaways, stuff like that, and make sure you support us, because this is a big deal for Urgent Fury, and I really believe that. And gentlemen, what do you want to share anything before we wrap this thing up?
No, I just want to say thanks for having us on your show. We'd like to exchange the favor, obviously.
I got a face for radio, sir.
And I would like to say thanks to the community for supporting us, coming out on the premiere party. And as I say, you know, with some help, with some suggestions from everybody, we're certainly open for suggestions on features, on games that people would like to see reviewed. But it's just great to be a part of the community.
Wolfie D, what you got to say to everybody?
I mean, just don't be scared to send anything in. I mean, this show is going to be heavily community-based, so your participation is key into the success of the show. So, I mean, just send in what you got, and we'll look at it, and, I mean, most likely it'll end up on the show.
Yeah, even if it's just something that you think is fun and you had a good time doing and you want to share it with everybody, if it's good quality gameplay footage, we'll put you up on the big screen of PlayStation Home Community Theater 10. Get on over there, check it out. Jack UK Delhouse and William Wolfie D. Murray, thank you gentlemen for coming by. It's almost time for us to wrap this thing up, but before I go, don't forget, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can send them to me via email at commanderfury@urgentfury.com. Also, don't forget to network with us via Twitter, on Facebook, the official Urgent Fury blog, Urgent Fury Unleashed, and on our new web channel at youtube.com. You don't want to miss the behind-the-scenes footage from the PlayStation Home premiere party. Please go there now and watch that video. You'll thank me for it later. Special thanks to Cade Peterson. Special thanks to Eduardo Vesconcelos. Special thanks to everybody who showed up at the premiere party. We appreciate your participation. It means everything to us here at Urgent Fury. We cannot thank you enough. Urgent Frequency is produced by Urgent Fury Holdings, LLC, and here in the studio by the lovely and talented Allison Armstrong. I'm Commander Fury. It's time for me to go. You know the drill, though. Keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Hoo-yah!
Right, I'm the enemy.